Hey guys, and welcome back. Welcome back to the podcast. I hope everyone had a great Easter Sunday, a lot of chocolate eggs and things. And it was our 2 months today. Today felt actually kind of like a long day in a way, because it feels like, well, I think it's because I was celebrating college, and from like, I stayed up till 12 last night. So it feels like it's been a whole 2 days of it being 2 months, and I'm not complaining because, you know, celebrating 2 months with Waverly is, well, it's not, I guess it's not like so special in the fact that it's not like a long, long time, but it still feels like amazing. Like, it still feels like a dream, obviously. It feels like, yeah, but yeah, it feels just absolutely superb. It's amazing. But I kind of knew that I'd be celebrating 2 months with her 2 months ago. Like, as soon as I saw her, I was like, this is it. Like, I love her. So like, I'm not like surprised that it's 2 months, and I'm just like happy it is. I hope everyone had a great Easter Sunday and ready to kick some butt for the next 2 weeks. 2 weeks of school? Are you kidding me? That's insane. That is insane. That's 10 days. And then 10 days, then exams, and then I'm gonna be in jail because I'll be breaking the law, because I'm gonna be driving from my house to Waverly's house in quarantine. So wish me luck, because I might be spending the month of May in jail, and I'll tell you how that goes. I may start my podcast from in jail and do a little of a inside what a prison is like, kind of like inside what jail is like, you know. That could be a fun experience in a way, you know. Even the bad experiences are good experiences, because you learn from them, you know? You know, there are things I get how people say, I don't regret anything, because, like, you learn from them, like, you learn from those mistakes, but there's definitely things that, like, I should have, like, just known not to do. Like, there's things that I feel like everyone kind of, like, says they don't regret, but they kind of do, and then they're, like, it's, like, kind of known, yeah, I shouldn't have done that, but now it's, like, for sure, don't do that, you know? Like, yeah, don't put your hands on a frying pan when it's hot, because you're gonna burn yourself, but you still do it, I'm not sure. So, today I'm gonna quickly, a quick thing that I wanna go over is, so earlier today, Waverly texted me. I'm just gonna find the text really quick. Okay. Waverly texted me, oh my god, I did that in the wrong context. I can't even speak right now. Oh, my boyfriend is such a catch. And then at the end of the text, she said, hey, I love you more than worms love dirt. And I just quickly want to go over, where my logic came from that to be fishing, because I didn't feel like I clearly explained myself. So I was thinking it may have been like a running joke where she says, oh, my boyfriend is a catch, and then she says, I love you more than worms love dirt, because in fishing, worms are like used as catches. And then also on the broader aspect, like, the dating game and relationship game and, like, couples and things, it's always, like, I feel like it's quite often, like, catching a fish. Like, quite a few people will say, like, yeah, I caught a fish or something. Like, I always feel like people relate dating and finding a girlfriend and finding the one to, like, fishing. Like, there's a whole sea of fish. Like, there's a whole sea of women. Or, like, there's a whole sea of men. you know? And so I was just like, that's basically, that's what else I can explain it. Now I see it's actually a really random idea because I can't really explain it even right now. But I was just, I thought it was like, I thought maybe she was like, oh, I know Waverly's really smart, but I was thinking that like she upped the level with relating me to like a catch and a worm, and then the whole dating game as a fit, like fishing. But I'm not sure. Yeah, that was dumb. I'm actually kind of annoyed at myself because I haven't had a good day of eating. I'm not gonna lie, I kind of didn't tell anyone, but my mom got us three chocolate bars, and I had them before 10 a.m. I had 3 pancakes this morning and then 3 chocolate bars, and I was like, what did I do? And I felt like a kid again. I'm not gonna lie, I'm not gonna hide it. Yeah, I had 3 pancakes and 3 chocolate bars. And you can say whatever you want about me in, you know, oh, he's so unhealthy, but, you know what, that's the spirit of Easter, and I would rather celebrate a holiday to the fullest and live life as a kid than not do that. That's the basics, I think. Also, right now I kind of have, I just feel like a lot's going on, but also nothing's going on at the same time. Have you ever felt like that, like, where nothing's, like, really going on, but you feel like there's something going on that you just aren't really thinking about? That's how I feel like there's something that I have to do, but I just don't know what it is. And I hate that feeling. I get that feeling quite a bit in school when, like, you just don't feel like you have control over everything. And honestly, when it comes to schoolwork and things I have to do, like, I like a bit of control. Like, I like to know that I'm on top of things, because when you lose control when it comes to, like, workload and all that, I feel like it's just always, like, it's always just gonna be a hard time. However, in every other aspect, I actually love losing control. Like, I love just not knowing. I'm not sure, like, I love just, like, waking up and feeling like, oh my days, like, there's nothing I have to do. I can do whatever I want. And there's nothing holding me back. There's, like, no scheduled plans, no nothing. Sorry if that audio was just unclear. I'm just, like, listening out because Marlo's here. But, yeah, I love feeling that I can do whatever I want. Love that sense of freedom. You know, the good old American saying, like, freedom. That's cool. Also, I decided today that I'm gonna make Waverly a DIY outfit. And basically my plan right now is, like, this kind of all changed, so I'm gonna, like, say it out loud, but right now I'm thinking maybe I'm gonna tie-dye some socks, and then I'm gonna try and find a tennis skirt or something. Like a summer outfit. Like tie-dye socks. A tennis skirt. Because I know she kind of likes them. And then, like, a vest. I'm not sure what girls call it, actually. Is a vest? I think it's a vest. I'm not sure, like, maybe it could be just a shirt, I'm not sure, but see, so it's still gonna be a surprise, like, that doesn't tell you anything, but I think I'm gonna sew a few things on there, maybe sew a wave, maybe on the back I'll be like, Owen's girlfriend, so everyone knows, like, don't mess. I'm joking. That seems so possessive, actually. I can just imagine now, like, that's actually funny. I'm not gonna do that, I promise I'm not gonna have Owen's girlfriend on the back of the t-shirt. Jeez. I might just have, like, an OG sign somewhere, so it's, like, looks like OG in the sense of OG. I'm not sure what OG stands for. I think OG stands for something, right? But it would just be, like, a little inside joke that you're Owen's girlfriend. Nah, that's even so possessive. Never mind, that whole idea, that's... I'm not like that. Now it seems like I am. Dang. Oh my days. Also, I'm not sure. I just got a text from my old coach, and I was literally just gonna text him earlier. Like, that's insane. I'm actually kind of stunned because I was, like, writing the text just before I started this. And then he texted me. Wow. Also, I'm not sure, I guess, because I just mentioned that. I'm not sure if I should talk about him. Basically, like, he is my number one, like, older guy that, like, number one favorite adult type of thing. Like, he's, like, 49 or something. His age is older. Like, his age is, like, 50-something. Like, he's 53, 55, maybe. He doesn't look... He looks, like, 30, 32, 35. And he is just insane. Like, he's ex-Marines and everything. And, like, I do, like, fitness camps with him and stuff. Like, he just works me. Like, you know, he's just amazing. My favorite guy. So one Christmas we were here, and we're like, oh, we need to go on a run. So Christmas morning, instead of opening my presents, I met him at First Landing State Park, and we just went for a 12-mile run. And then my family loves him, so we invite, like, I was just like, hey, come by, you know. And so he spent the whole Christmas day with us, and he has his kids here as well and things, but they're like a bit older than me. One's 1 year older, and the others are a bit older than me. But they were doing Christmases with their, like, other halves and things, like, either with Jeff's stepwife. Either with my coach's ex-wife, they were either there, or they were or with their partner's parents. And so Jeff was alone, and so we're like, yeah, come celebrate with us. So he's, like, my best friend. He's honestly my best friend when it comes to adults. But yeah, that is it. I hope everyone had a great Easter Sunday, and ready to have a fantastic Monday. There's, like, three more Monday. Well, there's this Monday, and then two more Mondays after this. But, like, it's only 2 weeks. It's technically just 2 weeks. So I hope everyone wakes up with a huge smile on their face, and a special message to Waverly. I love you. I love you so much. Like, so much. Like, so much. So, bye. Love you.